Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Radhika, what would you suggest to Mr. Vinod, who's a teacher? He's 65 and you're interested in investments at this stage, right, sir?
Yes.
Please, Radhika.
So, firstly, you're never too old to start investing.
I know. I only feel I'm 40.
Exactly.
It's only the government who thinks I'm going to die tomorrow. Because I asked for a housing loan recently, and they said, sir, you're 65. How can we give it? And how much am I asking for? 20 lakhs to get a 1 BHK at least for my wife and me. And they say, you might die tomorrow, sir.
No. We're moving very positively. Radhika, tell him, how can he go about
it? I'm joking. I know I'm going to live another 30 years.
God bless you, sir. I have a few pieces of advice for you.
Yes.
One is that start with mutual funds. You know, when you invest in one single company, as you said, it could go very well, it could not go very well.
Yeah.
With mutual funds, you're typically investing in a basket of 40, 50 companies. So on the aggregate, some companies will do well, some companies will not do well, but on the whole, you will take away something.
Yeah.
Secondly, sir, since
how do we go about that?
Yeah. So what I would recommend, since you're 65, is again, you know, please consult an expert and ask him to make a financial plan. What that financial plan will tell you is that now you're 65, you're earning 30,000, how much you should invest a month. And maybe after 10 years, if you don't want to work, you can also use mutual funds to get some money back every month. Just like we have a systematic investment.
Pensions of sorts?
Yeah.
It's called a systematic withdrawal plan.
Oh, okay.
So people are familiar with SIP, which is Systematic
Investment Planning.
SWP is the opposite. It's Systematic Withdrawal.
Withdrawal, okay.
So you can use that tool.
That's advised for people who are...
Anybody who wants to take out money after investing 5-7 years.
Got it.
Particularly for this case. There are also, sir, a lot of conservative investment products. So they're not investing 100% of their money into the stock market. Maybe they'll invest 50% of their money into stocks, 50% into bonds or safer instruments. Since you're older, that may be a better fit for you.
Okay.
So these are the two, three things I would keep in mind if I were
Wonderful. I'll try to find out. In the meantime, what I've done with the... Do you think I should close it then? Because I'm paying... See, I take a recurring deposit to put aside 1 lakh every year to be put into this fixed deposit for 5 years. And they promised me after 5 years, I'll be getting 60,000 rupees a year as investment. And whenever I want to close it, or even if I die, my wife will get that money. Is that a good option?
So firstly, sir, one would need to look at the details of a scheme. And that's what I said. A financial planner may be able to do that.
Okay,
I bet there might be premature charges for exiting it early. So you have to just be a little careful. I wouldn't want you to pay any charges early because you wanted to do something prematurely. But get an expert to look at it. It's very important.
So would you know where to find an expert, or should we suggest something?
If you could suggest, wonderful. But otherwise, I can always look up the today. Google is there for everything else.
But there's one website, sir, that Radhika has been mentioning. Radhika, can you just tell, sir, about this?
Yeah, so there's AMFIIndia.com. AMFI is the Association of Mutual Fund India. They have a list of registered investment advisors. I forgot to mention, there's also a Bangalore-based company that's very good called Advisor Khoj. So you can go to Advisor Khoj.
Okay.
Not only does it give you a list, it gives you some details about them. So between AMFIIndia.com and Advisor Khoj. Advisor Khoj is actually Bangalore-based. I just remember that.
Okay, that'll be great. It's easier when they're Bangalore-based. You know, because otherwise, in a busy schedule, you have no time for anything.
But sir, there's a small fee. They normally take 1% of the money that you want to invest.
I heard you saying this to Shiva just now.
Yes. Good. You are that. Good, good. We're glad to know you're tuned in. And so
I do not miss Disha every day. I just don't have the time to talk because in the traffic, you cannot. You know, nowadays the cops are waiting for you to pick up the phone.
Yes, the fines have changed. No, but Vinod, I hope Radhika and I have answered as many questions of yours as we
So very sweet of you. I'm really very happy. Pleasure talking to both of you.
Sir.
God bless both of you.
God
bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Disha! Radhika is going to be here for a little longer. And Radhika, maybe one more call?
Yes, let's do one more question.
One more question. So send that across on 9880935935. It'll be nice to get a piece of advice from the CEO of Mutual Funds at Edelweiss. This is 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha!
number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.